Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Damn, it's been, I keep saying this all the time, and honestly, I ain't saying it again. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are awesome. My name is Danny the Storyteller, and if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome. This is a mental health based podcast, but we do it with a twist and an awesome, awesome vibe. So today we're really trying to dig deep and talk about, you know, is it worth taking that risk? Yeah, is it worth it? Do you wanna take it or no? So yeah. Saying before I just disappeared for a split second, I don't know where I just faded onto, but yeah, today we're talking about taking that risk, and what I mean by taking that risk is, you know, in your life, in your everyday, you know, routine that you definitely want to make the best out of, and also in your grind, you know, definitely you do want to prosper, you do want to grow, and most definitely pocket wise, you know, status wise as well. So there are all these things that I want to talk about today, but before that I just want to thank you guys. We are at 238 total plays, and I remember I launched this podcast on September 1st, 2020. So yeah, thank you so much. It's been an honor to all those who've been tuning in from Kenya, from USA, from Saudi Arabia, from Dubai, from Ghana and Bhutan. I thank you so much. And yo, to the gentlemen, it's an honor, because y'all have really made me feel happy in terms of you taking time to listen to this podcast. I started with 100% female listenership to a whole crazy twist of about 50% on male and about 40%+ on females. So yo, kudos to you guys. It's for your own benefit, most definitely, and I am honored to be that one person you actually take time to listen to and learn from, and maybe, you know, impact your life in one way or another. So anyways, to the beautiful ladies out there, to the beautiful moms out there, thank you so much for being loyal, thank you so much for being number one, and yeah, let's keep moving and sharing, because you all have been with me ever since. I am really grateful for that. Anyway, let's not get a little bit, you know, let's not go there. Let's get back to the topic. As I was saying, we are talking about taking that risk, you know, in life. Number one, you need to discover who you are, and this is a very, very, very serious mental matter, because it will definitely mess with you. Initially, life has been designed to bring you down to the brink of, you know, breaking down. And that breaking point, believe it or not, is the point where you decide, yo, it is either I go down or I go down trying, you know? And there's a big difference to these people. There are three types of people generally. There's a person who sees something and is like, oh yeah, okay. And there's this person who's like, maybe I can tell this person to fix it. I can't. And there is this person who's like, nah, this thing is just untied, let me fix it up, and then, you know, on to the next. Who's benefiting? Number three, of course, and initially that is the hardest point in life you get to, and you have to make that ultimate decision. And now let me go to my bigger audience out there. You're in campus, you're already in the work setting, or you're a parent, most definitely. And maybe you have an 18-year-old child who's on your neck like, oh my God. And that is a very crazy transition from you being spoon-fed and you being told, I can do this, and then all of a sudden you're in campus and you have to fend for yourself. You have to know how to be street smart. You have to still do your studies, have to know how to manage your money, because definitely you're given pocket money or an allowance. We're all different in our own ways. Yeah, maybe you're living in a hostel, or preferably you're a person who was never preferring to stay in hostels, and you felt like, I need to rent just to school. Then definitely you need to find a side hustle, not only depending on your parents for that pocket money, because you're also helping paying your fees. So yeah, anyway, to cut the story short, then change is inevitable. Change is inevitable in every aspect of your life. You're a lady, you will grow a bum, you will grow some titties, you will grow sorry, by the way, no offense, sorry for using that word. Let me use a more appropriate word. You will grow a bum, you will definitely have some nice boobs over there, and then what else? For the gentlemen, voices change, your figure changes depending on how you take care of yourself, even for the ladies as well, depending on how you're taking care of yourself. And trust me, everything depends on you taking that risk, not knowing the outcome. Even you deciding, I'll dress this, it's a risk, because you don't know how the outcome will be. Maybe people will judge, maybe you might sit down and it rips, So what I am trying to put out there in general for all of us to understand is that inevitably becoming the 1% you want to be in your own perspective, in your own world, is limitless. The fact that we all think the sky is the limit is wrong. Know why? Because the only limit to your success is your mind. Only that. And those hindrances are there for a reason. We're not complaining, we're not saying they're bad, no, but definitely everything comes with their own flaws. So it might derail you, or it might motivate you, depending on how you take a challenge or something that has happened in your life to be. Now let me go to the other side of guys that were in the hustle setting. You're grinding, you're employed, you're self-employed, but right now I just want to talk to those people who are actually employed in an organization, in the government, in an NGO, in a parastatal, anyway, let me not confuse, but yeah. Okay. I hope you're still listening in, I hope you're still tuning in, I hope you're supporting. If you're cooking, if you're cooking over there, just don't forget to stir those, the stew or some fries or some chicken. Damn, I miss some chicken. I miss chicken. Anyway, let's get back to the topic. Sometimes I tend to drift. But as I was saying, we change. Okay, well, where was I? No, this is a problem. Anytime I drift, I tend to overthink, and right now I'm wondering, where was I? Anyone remind me? Funny enough, you might pause and text me if you know me, but please, if you're tuning in from another country, please just send in a voice message. I'd really love to just feature you in there, and if you're still in Kenya, still send that voice note from anywhere you are, and I would be really delighted to actually add it in one of my podcasts. Yeah, to just bring in the flavor, yeah. Oh my God. Taking the risk, we drift a lot. I am so sorry. Not sorry. Back to the basics. Mentally, it challenges you, because you will definitely be fearful of the outcome. You might even be like, yo, if I'm employed right now and I decide on taking this risk, will I actually make money out of it? But trust me, it won't come 100% on a snap of a finger, like tap and kaboom, you have the money. Nah, you will definitely have losses, big losses, and they will challenge you to either, you know, quit and go back, or keep grinding and move that milestone to be even way higher and get recognitions, or, you know, become just a business person in your own way and just create your own empire. So here's the thing. Risks. For you to succeed, for you to become the 1%, you have to accept to take the risk. But here's the catch. You can't take the risk without strategizing. You can be a dum-dum to just be like, yo, you know what, I'm waking up, mina toka huku, and I ask Missy Juice Tambui, I'll make it. Let me be honest with you, you're dumb. You know why? You just can't do that. You haven't strategized, and this is where it hits you to a moment where you get to that point of breaking down. You're like, wow, do I really go back there because I left in a bad way, or where do I even start? And I'm speaking from experience. Trust me, it's been a crazy 2020. Yeah, I learned my lessons at that time because I was still, you know, younger and free. You know, I just wanted to, I don't know, make it fast, lack of a better word. But yeah, so it does mess you up. Basically, don't take a risk without strategizing. Number one, think of what you want to do, how you want to do it, who you want to target, and when you want to start. Because if you actually don't do that, everything is mental. You have to think about it, because it will mess with your mental health. You will find challenges that will break you down, and sometimes you don't even have anyone to talk to, because maybe you have wronged so many people for making that decision, and you really have to make sure that your mental sanity is okay. So how do you do it? Plan prior, because if you make prior plans of how you want to grow and how you want to strategize, then how is it going to be a problem for you to actually be like, calmly resign, or, you know, be like, give a notice, as it says, and then be like, yeah, you know, blah blah blah, this is gonna happen. So this applies to every single one. Like, bro, it's not something specific or what, it's applied to every single aspect of corporates, NGOs, governmentals. It just applies. It's a normal, it's, what do we call it, it's like the way we know Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, the scientists know we are called from some weird ass phenomena, you know, we believe in so many weird things. But yeah, so, such kind of beliefs. So when it gets to that point, just sit yourself down. Think critically. I understand, by the way, I do understand that sometimes you get to a place and the pressures are so high, sometimes the rapport with you and everyone else is not so good, sometimes you do not go along with these people because maybe they find you so over ambitious or under ambitious, so it goes two ways, you know, it has so many aspects that lie on that. But let me give you a hack to it. Twist it and be like, why am I doing this? You know, put your selfishness aside, put your dumb excuses aside, and be like, you know, I'm doing this for the future, I'm doing this for this and this. So you know what, all this stupid shit I'm thinking about, inafika ganje when I get in that office, and when the office, it's office work, and brah, don't bring your ego, don't bring your anything. And that's how you prosper. You should read this book called, is it a something, Laws of Power? I can't remember how many they are, but just go look for that book. And if you want it, I have it for a fair price. Just hit me up and I'll send it to you. It's a really nice book, guys. It's a really, really nice book, and you will get it now. Yeah. So yeah. Initially, that's all you have to do. Understand your motive, understand your future. Be ambitious, man. Observe from the greatest. Stop pretending that you know too much, because you don't. Trust me, there is someone who's ahead of you every single time you say you're ahead. And you're different. You have your own unique thing. Let me listen. Trust me. I'm a content producer. And funny thing, I got to learn that horses have unique names, that you can't find a horse in a wild that has the exact same name. Maybe you know, but I got to find out juicy too. So better late than never, guys. But yeah, no, this is a fact about we humans. Every human in the world has one unique factor that they need to find in themselves and capitalize on that, which helps solve problems in the world. As simple as that. And once you discover that, it takes time. To others, it's way early. You actually find kids who are prospering so well, and you find an older person who's discovered themselves at that time. But if you're listening to this podcast, I hope it helps you realize yourself and realize your potential earlier, because come on guys, we really need to up our game. Sometimes I know how many you think, bro, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh man, this bed is so warm, but I need to go to work, I need to hustle, and I need to just capitalize on what I have right now. And I wake up, it's about yourself, man. It's about your future, it's about you. The universe sometimes knows how to mold you. And if you're not hardened, if you're not a monster right now, trust me, you cannot say no. If you do not teach yourself to say no right now and face head on, if someone has wronged you, don't apologize for that wrongdoing, because that makes you a sus, you know. Be firm enough and assertive. People, let them hate you. You know, let me tell you one thing. You being gullible makes you vulnerable to manipulation. And you saying no makes them vulnerable to coming and trying to manipulate you. And this happens in all aspects of life, not just work. So everything is mental. I hope you all are understanding that some things in life, you just have to teach yourself. You just have to observe and learn. You don't have to wait for people to come and tell you or feed you to come and be like, yo, you need to eat nose. I'm being sarcastic. Hell. Man, this is a really sensitive topic. It's really close to my heart, man. But hey, let's take a short break. I don't know what I'm going to put in between here, but if you hear music, or if you hear, I don't know, what do we call it? If you hear something nice, you know, maybe jazzy, like a 5-second demo, like me talking right now, you should actually be drinking water. Yeah. But let's get out of that risk thing. Let me take you to a world of success. You know, just imagine yourself in. I like this fancy hidden names like Maldives. There's another place I discovered yesterday. It's called Bagana. Damn. There is Casablanca in Morocco. Damn, that place is beautiful. Ooh. Yeah. And then there are hidden gems. You know, you're traveling there. Peru, Bali. And your life is, you know, passive income. Successful, you're helping people, you're generous, you can never have everything perfect. Maybe you're a little bit stingy, but you definitely know when to give. So yeah, imagine that life of success. Now let's take that flashback. Oh my god, this is the weirdest podcast, but man, this is growth and I'm happy. So laugh a little bit and come back to the reality. Now the reality is this: you better wake up and sweat right now. Let them talk, let them hate you, let them help you, let them grind with you, let them be your friends, let them be your enemies. But trust me, even the haters, I should be the ones who let them be your motivating factor. Because you know why? Because they talk more about you. So definitely, the more they talk, the bigger the motivation, the higher the success. bigger the recognition. And a wealthy life, a silent life, a peaceful life, and a life just filled with, you know, you being happy and thanking God that you actually got to a place where you know you actually worked so hard for it and worked in a smart way. So here is my simple advice on this podcast. I know we have talked too much. I know sometimes we blabber. It's some yidi yada shit over here. And I know sometimes it can become so crazy and very offensive. And some censored stuff over there, which I sometimes forget to. And most times I do. But yes. Number one, choose your friends wisely. Your friend can be your enemy. You know why? Enemies tell you the truth. Enemies come and tell you, bro, even if you try this, sometimes they can tell you something that's being a hater, but most of the things are very honest because they come and tell you, maybe you can't do this. And other people are really, really genuine friends, which are rare, very rare to find, by the way. Very rare to find. Personally, I hold loyalty very dear, so sometimes it becomes a flaw because even the tiniest of things, you're like, no. But anyway, let's get to it and be serious a little bit. Sometimes you can be dumb. But yes, be around people who have actually succeeded way bigger. Trust me, it grows on you, it grows on your mental health, it grows on your psychology. I don't know how, but like quantum physics, bruh, God, it just messes with your head. Even when you wake up, you're like, nowadays I'm even listening to these speeches of like, you can do it in the morning with this nice to motivational backup, free, what are they called? Those tunes, yeah. And then you put some nice low music, not too loud. It's in the morning. It's very early in the morning when you're just, you know, right there going to work. Just put them in your earmugs. What the hell are earmugs? In your earplugs. And then, you know, just listen to them. Or listen to just anyone. Just watch. Visualize, read, listen. Trust me, it just works on you in some weirdest way. And then find a hobby. Just find something that you can learn in a day, you know. Become a jack of all trades if you can. Be a plug over here. Like, bruh, do you want this? I got you. I you not lend up cash, I will bring. Well, guy, the things you've done. But yes. Simple facts. No one is like you. Never compare yourself and be like, wow, minataka kai. You can't get like that one, bro. You cannot. It is either you get better or not better. It's up to you. Another thing, if you're tall or short, it does not matter. That is a very personal thing. Anyway, I'm joking. Number two, be yourself. Never try and pretend to be around other people just to fit in. If you can't, and I've repeated, if you can't, thrice now. So, you know, if they can't handle it, if you can't handle it, the easiest thing you can do is be like, yo, you know what, it was nice knowing you, ciao. Maturity, it actually brings a lot of respect. You might end up finding out that you all are just meeting, hanging out, saying hi. You just grow on each other and become very good friends because of that respect. Never pretend. Be real. If you don't like someone, tell them honestly. I know it's hard to be hated, but it's the right thing to do. Why am I being a parent right now? This is so bad. Anyway, this is a mental health podcast. We have parents listening. Let's be good. So, to the children, to the campus kids over there who are partying every night, smoking some Mary Jane over there. Come on, it's become a hobby nowadays, so it's evident. So, yeah. Anyway, that's not the topic. To y'all, definitely, we know Campo, definitely you have to learn one or two things. We can't just say at TCG, be careful, bruh. No, we are way out of that. Be responsible. That's the only advice I can give you all. Weigh the factors that can actually benefit you or not benefit you. If they can't, just be like, you know what? Maybe another day, maybe I try it, experiment. If it's no good, just do away with it. And when it comes to you wanting to actually study, also study outside. And what I mean by this is, be good in the books, but also be street smart. Meet people out there. You go for simple events that you can afford at this time. Meet those people, interact with them, get their numbers, just create simple friendships. A call a week, even a month, aina shida, until you gradually grow and just become friends. Those people can help you in the future. Those people really do come in handy. Create a nice rapport. Number one, if you're gentle, they will be gentle. If you know how to calm someone, this is a technique, guys. This is a technique. Isi akila mtu. Trust me, it is not for everyone. And I'm not saying this in an offensive way. I am just being honest. So sometimes you take time to learn. But trust me, be nice, help in any way you can. And trust me, they will help a lending hand. Trust me, most people who are successful in this now society, it's through connections, referrals, friendships, long-term partnerships. As simple as that. It's not about you going and taking your curriculum vitae. Nasikia vile hiyo jina nimezeeka, curriculum vitae. Resume. At least resume is a bear, you know, British. But curriculum vitae. Lelera. Limi mekwanzito kidogo. Not being nasty. Anyway, yes. So here's the thing. As simple as that. Create links. Be casual. Just ask questions. Ask to meet up for maybe drink coffee. May I help you in something? Offer to do something. Solve a problem. Most people are looking for problem solvers. They're not looking for parasites who are just gonna come and suck them bloods. You know? You feel me? So anyway, as simple as that. Just chat podcast. It's as simple as that. We get mental with things, we get real with things, and we talk about it maturely, and we don't judge here. We will come away in judgmental way. Nakuona, mbonu na point. Why are you pointing? If you're the judgmental one, sorry to say this, but mental health is all about free will. It's all about free decision making. And it's all about you letting loose all that pain, all that grudge, all that heartache that is inside you, and just, you know, transferring that energy to something else that you can actually make sense out of in the next future and you're proud of. As simple as that. So thank you so much for tuning in. And to the first listeners, I hope I impressed you. I hope my voice is as pleasant as they say. But yeah, I'm not bragging. No. We don't do that here. But yeah, thank you so much for the 238. And right now, I bet it's so much more than that. And blessings on blessings. I hope my success will also bring successes to your successes as well. You feel me? Any tongue twist, don't you rather to take it. But yeah, you all are blessings in my life. So I'm also praying for blessings in your lives. So thank you so much. A preview pale. But there I sing. I do. No, I'm saying it for real now. I do. So hit me up. Maybe we can collab. I don't know. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm very goofy. So thank you so much guys for tuning in and listening in for this 29 minutes right now. Almost, I think. And next time we will find another topic. And this was just something I had people talking about randomly every now and then, maybe in a matatu, in the car, and driving and stuff, you know. So it's a common thing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Blessings and blessings. And as I always say, number one motto yangu ni, the best revenge is success. Revenge is the best success. And my hashtag is beauty in expression. So yeah. Ciao.